You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've got a couple of guests in the studio from an excellent new magazine that's about to celebrate its second issue. We've got Jennifer, the editor of Rat World. Kia ora, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
It's nice to have you. And here we've also got Aiden, who's the graphic designer of Rat World. Welcome along.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's lovely to have you both in the studio. Congratulations, first of all, on making it to a second edition. I feel like for any new project, that's actually always a huge achievement. So well done.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel to be sort of like working towards this new edition, which we've got a nice copy of here on the desk?
It feels really cool, actually, because I've wanted to start an independent magazine for quite a while, since I was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And actually seeing it in print and holding it and having to flick through the pages and see people involved is so cool, and it's just awesome.
It's a really special, beautiful, nice, give a bit of an ASMR for the listeners at home, page flipping. It's a really beautiful magazine. How did Rat World come about? I mean, obviously a long time goal for you, but what was the thing that made it a reality?
I've been working in kind of like arts and publishing and creative stuff for a long time, and I'm an Asian woman of color, and I felt like I was always kind of excluded from the conversation. And there were lots of people that I was talking to that were like, there's no space for me to do cool experimental stuff, or there's no space for me, I'm an emerging kind of POC writer, and I can't seem to fit into these really exclusive publishing magazines. So I was like, why don't I start something where people from the underground, people from anywhere, can have this cool, safe space to just experiment and do cool stuff and showcase their work.
Awesome. That's such a great space. How did you get involved, Aiden?
So she came up to me in January and was like, oh, hey, you know that Rat World thing and the rat guy I've been drawing everywhere? It's a magazine. And then was like, I kind of want to do it quarterly, so could you just like do the graphic design? And I haven't touched graphic design software in like 5 years, since high school.
Nice.
So the whole month of January, I like got the subscription to Adobe, and I was just like learning it every single day. And then just did the design, and then she didn't like it. And then like a day before, we got the proof back, and like 2 days before, she was like, I'm finding another printer, and
we need to redo the graphic design. Yeah.
And the whole aesthetic, I want it to look like the New Yorker or something, like old school. So like,
we stayed up until 4 a.m. redoing the graphic design print, and then that's how this design stuck. It was like one of those last minute things.
Sometimes it's got to be done like that to just really get the idea across the line.
You stayed up until 4 a.m. I stayed up the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I got to sleep.
Editor's privilege to have a nap. Yeah. This is a really beautiful couple of publications you've got here, and I feel like that last minute design hustle paid off, because it looks, I know it's a really like naff thing to say, it looks very professional, but I understand that when you're trying to make something new and experimental, but you're also trying to platform voices that don't necessarily have a space in other established publications as a given, that actually there's something really significant about having a kind of sense of like, this is legit, you know, like this is an actual magazine that you can hold in your hands, that you can give to your mum, that you can like send to your friend in the mail. Like, it's got a real physical permanence to it, which is a cool as thing for these contributors.
Yeah, that's the thing. So many people came up to me afterwards and they were like, it was so cool to actually see my work published, because I've never had the space for someone like me. You know, no one like me has been published. So that's just so awesome.
It is awesome.
Like, right from the start, you were like, I want this to be professional. I don't want it to just be like, a zine that I print with like a home printer. Like, I want it to be like an actual thing.
Yeah, I want people to be like, this is me in this thing.
Yeah.
And it also helps, like, you pay all of the contributors $25 to get into the when they're in the magazine as well, and it's just like, it kind of elevates the whole process.
We want to support artists, like actually support artists with tangible ways.
It's a really strong ethos that Jen's had like from the start.
Well, it really shines through. It's a really beautiful publication. I want to hear a bit more about this Rat Man though. So how did the Rat World concept come about, the little sort of figurehead of this?
So I actually had the phrase Rat World in my head for like a year before, and since like last year, and I was drawing this little rat guy everywhere, and I was like, I don't know what this is. Is this like an 80s clothing brand? And I started to like, I was like, maybe I'll screen print some shirts. And I started like drawing rats everywhere. And then in January this year, I was like, no, it's a magazine. And
that's what
like,
it is.
Yeah, I have like this note in my notebook that's like, it's a magazine. You need to make a magazine called Rat World. So it was just random.
That's sometimes the best things you can't really explain. They just sort of come about in a natural way. You've got incredible contributions contributors throughout these first two editions. Who can people sort of expect to hear from in this new edition, and what type of stuff is in here, Jen?
Cool, yeah. We have this whole range of emerging and established artists. They're in the realms of arts, music, writing, and comics. So
we're, poetry as well.
Oh, and poetry as well. And we have a range of international and contributors from Aotearoa. So we have some great interviews with local musicians like Ripship, which I'm wearing the jumper of right now. Nice. Shout out Ripship. Good Space, who you actually just interviewed Jeff, I think, yesterday. We have some amazing comics from people all around the world. And one of my favorite contributors is actually Jack Carden, who does these like amazing anti-art, like neo-gothic contemporary paintings. So it's just a whole range of stuff. And people have really experimented. So we have like this cool multimedia essay from this girl, Olivia Wright, who she like patched together post-it notes and like art pieces in her writing. So that was really cool. So it's just like a range of interesting people doing interesting things.
That was a wild one to design.
I was going
to
say.
The highlight one.
But yeah, you should talk about that.
Oh, she like came to us with a prototype on Procreate, and I was like, no. I know how this will fit in the magazine. And Jen agreed. And so, like, quickly, before we had done any other work on the magazine, like, I threw up a quick template of all the text, and I was like, print this out and highlight it in person. She was like, okay. And then it just came back, and like, we had a couple of revisions. And
yeah, because she made it look like an actual piece of like highlighted post-it note work. Yeah. And I think that's so cool to have that.
Yeah, like a book you'd pick up in the library or something. Yeah.
It's really beautiful, that particular one you're talking about. People got to go grab a copy to really understand what's going on here, which leads me to this weekend. What's happening on Saturday?
We have a launch party happening on Dominion Road.
Yay, awesome.
Move Space Dominion Road at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
Yeah, we've got some local musicians. So we've got Good Space and a couple of others.
Ayla Wesley. We're in talks with someone else because Lips unfortunately couldn't make it anymore.
Bummer, that's all right.
And then we've also got a couple poetry readings as well that are happening. And tarot cards.
Tarot, so you can come get your tarot read.
Oh, awesome.
Amanda.
Yeah.
This sounds like a very fun night. If folks can't make it along to that, where do they get a copy of Rat World from? Where's the best place to find this?
So we have it at Dung Beetle Space in
New Lynn.
I always get that mixed up with Grey Lynn because they sound similar. You can pick them up from Time Out Bookstore, a couple places along K Road.
But also our website. I'm just going to plug the website.
Nice.
Yeah. So
because he designed it, so he wants to plug the website.
Yeah, so you can pick it up from the website, and you can also pick up issue one as well if you don't have it.
Nice. Yeah, and there's like there's a list of stockists on the website.
Yeah.
International listeners, there's some in America and England as well.
Ooh, look at that. Love that. We'll put all the links up in the podcast after the show. Is the website the best place to get in touch if people are listening and thinking, this sounds like something I want to contribute to?
Yeah, totally. Or you can just message us on Instagram. Our email is hello@ratworldmag.com.
Nice.
And we reply to everyone. Oh, and also, if you're not really sure about an idea and you want to chat with us, we do coffee meetups or like Zoom callers to help you with your idea or just to have like mentorship and guidance for emerging artists. So we're so happy to support you throughout the process.
Yeah, we'll be taking like issue 3 submissions August. Yeah.
Fab. That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Aiden, and thank you so much, Jean, for coming in this morning and chatting about Rat World. We'll see you on Saturday.
Cool. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.